everyone. I'm Corey, and we're talking manpower. Today, we're going to continue our conversation with Ms. Barbara Guy. She's the Chief, Civilian Career Proponency Division, Assistant Deputy Chief of Staff G1 for Civilian Personnel, and her office is located at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. So, we recently spoke to Mr. Ed Emden, who from Civilian Workforce Transformation. Do you work closely with him? And then, if you do, how so?
Yes, we work closely together in terms of the fact that we both support the same audience. We are both supporting the Army civilians, so yes, we do. We try to stay in touch in terms of the initiative, especially when they're impacting career programs. He gets more involved with more command type issues than I do. But I like to be aware of them because usually those types of issues do seep into the career program lane at some point. Also, when he's dealing with career program issues, we rely heavily on that kind of coordination because I'm able to actually help interpret or to help publish his requirements or solicit information for him on behalf of a career program proponency role. So it kind of helps for us to be good partners.
So it's like similar mission, different sides of the coin, but a lot of cross coordination to ensure that we get a whole 360 view of the Army civilian as they grow up and develop.
Yes. Very well put. Yes.
So I know a little bit about your background. I know you've been to Germany, you've worked at AMC, and I know that you used to work here in the CP26 proponency office. So how have those positions helped prepare you for such an important leadership position as your current one?
Well, I think it helped prepare me because those various locations each bring a different perspective. So when you're overseas, you have that OCONUS experience. When I was at a command, I had the command experience. At headquarters, you have a headquarters experience. And all of those experiences and perspectives kind of weave together to help broaden your perspective as a leader. And I think sometimes, leadership suffers from lack of broadening, lack of the other perspective. If you've never been outside headquarters, you don't know what it's like to be at a command level. You don't know what it's like to work for a commander in addition to headquarters, because that's a different perspective. And I think it's important that you have some knowledge of that. I think it helps you cultivate you as a leader.
Yeah, because I've heard a lot of other people speak about, you know, definitely at a headquarters level, the commands don't understand what we're doing, the commands don't understand it. And then you get to talk to people at the commands and they go, we don't understand what headquarters is trying to do. So right. For someone like yourself, you know, who's even been overseas and worked in all these different things, I can imagine how much it opens up your aperture and your purview, and you can really go, okay, I can understand both perspectives here, but we're going to try to find a way to find a balance between the two where we can move on from there. So is having manpower and force management experience, has it been very helpful for you in your current position?
Yes, absolutely. I think manpower and force management experience, actually as an intern and also as a professional also, I had to really hone my analytical skills, because manpower and force management analysts don't just look at something and say, okay, well, this is the way it is and we just keep marching, and what does the regulation say and we just keep going. We always ask why. And we always ask, is this the optimal way to do this? And we always look for that solution. And that's the kind of mindset I've had as a manpower force management professional. And I bring it into my current position today, because I think that is very important. And that's one of the things I think as an analyst is very, very valuable that we get as we're trained in that profession.
So what career advice do you have for an Army civilian who's looking to grow and develop their career?
I would say that you need to continue to be open to new experiences. Don't box yourself into just one. Don't become complacent. Always look for what's new and what's different and challenge yourself. And don't be afraid to challenge yourself, because sometimes I find that, especially in the manpower field, you know, we're trained a certain way to do certain things. And then a lot of times, then when we get to the higher grades, let's say we get to 13, 14 level, we start trying to feel, we feel kind of insufficient in terms of being able to broaden out, like into some other areas. But I say, don't do that. Push the button, push the envelope. There is nothing out here that you can't understand or you can't learn, given the opportunity. So don't box yourself into any one area and say, well, that's all I know, that's all I can do. Oh, no, 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 absolutely not. As long as you, like I said, have that analytical brain and you can ask why and you can figure out, you can do anything. And that's one thing I would say. And also, if you can, be open to mobility. If you can. I know some people don't have that option, but if at all possible, it doesn't even have to be geographical mobility. If it could be, that's wonderful, because it does give you a better perspective. You know, move around. But if you can't, then move around within where you are. If you're working at, you know, Fort Sam, then, you know, move, go from the manpower shop, go over to the budget shop, go over to the, you know, just G1, you know, get some varied experiences, because we all interrelate. You know, and we have to get out of this stovepipe thinking that, well, I'm a comptroller and that's what I do and that's what I am and that's all I know. No, a comptroller could easily ascend into an HR role. There are aspects of what you do that they don't have, and vice versa. And there's aspects of what they do that we don't have. And I think we can pollinate that way, cross-pollinate.
Yeah, because CP10, CP11, and CP26 are all resource managers.
Mm-hmm.
Because without them, you never fill out an SF50.
Right.
So, Ms. Guy, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'd just like to add that I'd like our population to be aware of the fact that there is an office that exists in my division that's full of very competent, very dedicated professionals who are really working really hard to make sure that the Army civilian is predominant and is not forgotten and is relevant in all the communications that go on up here at headquarters. Sometimes that's not the case. We all know that. But we try really hard to keep us on the forefront and to make sure that you're ready and you're relevant and prepared to do whatever Army missions require.
Well, Ms. Guy, thank you for everything that you do for Army civilians on a daily basis. I know I appreciate it. I know a lot of the other civilians that I talk about appreciate it, and I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. But thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Corey. It's been my pleasure.
So that's all we have time for right now. Stay tuned for our next episode. And until next time, have a great Army Day.